What's up, everybody? You know what it is. X on the Beach is here. It's the finale. It's going down. We got guests in the building. It's the finale after show, and there was a fight at the very end. It's going down. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Why are you so mad, man?
Nobody's Buddha.
Nobody's Buddha. Like I said,
nobody's
Buddha. For real.
Everybody's broken up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh man, I just felt like that was just perfect, right?
Much appropriate.
Yeah, I think so.
That's so true, though.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone from the show broken up.
Broken up. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm banging the table all over the place.
You excited?
It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez. Exactly. I'm super excited and sad at the same time. It's mixed emotions because, you know, it's the finale. And this has been such a great show, and it's a great run, but it's the last show. But check this out. We got a great show lined up. We got, like, not two whole hours because we started late, which
hour
we always
half.
Do.
That's a
but
lot.
We got an hour
That's
and a half. We got an hour and a half. It's going down. We got a lot of stuff going down. Like I said, I'm your boy, Lim Gonzalez, and I got my goons with me. Since they don't play, was under the weather. She's not here.
She is sick, y'all.
She's in the live chat, and she's going to be asking questions and doing all that stuff with y'all, so she's going to be talking mess with y'all. But you know, Messy Melody is here. What up?
Yes, she is. And the forecast today is sunny, so that means a whole lot of shade.
Yay! Hey! She's been working on that all day. Yeah. Yes.
She wrote that last week.
Right.
She wrote that last week.
And you know, my A1 since day one, Needle and Nair is here.
What's going on, y'all? What about that fight at the end, though?
I was not.
I'm jumping ahead, but I just had to mention it.
I know. That was crazy. I mean, I already spoke on it, but yeah, that was crazy. That was crazy. I think once I saw the producer, I was like, oh, something's going down.
Right.
Something is going down.
They couldn't cut that out for
exactly.
A reason.
Exactly. At purpose.
Because they had him in the corner, everybody. Too.
Exactly. Wait until the end. Ladies and gentlemen, it's guest time. It's guest time.
Yes.
It's guest time. So, we have the privilege of having two exes for one person. That person's not here.
Mm-hmm.
But the two exes are here. And it's crazy because they both went on a show separately, but they're here together. And I feel like they're BFFs. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, just we moved up together.
Like, right. So, ladies and gentlemen, Haley is here.
Yay.
Woo!
Yes. And next to Haley, Shout School is here. Yes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't fret. We have other guests that will be popping in via Skype, via telephone. It's going down. Like I said, it's the finale. We got to bring you the real. But right now, we want to talk about what's going on. And Nino, you touched on it. End of that episode was crazy. I did not expect that. I did not expect it between the two individuals because, you know, usually something is brewing and you feel like, okay, I could see something happening.
It was semi-brewing, but it wasn't
But it wasn't like
piping
great.
Hot,
it wasn't piping. It wasn't piping. So what do you feel about that ending?
I think it was a little bit of an overreaction because, like, the whole party was ruined afterwards. Right, ladies?
It was, yeah. They said that they had something, like, all planned for us and we all just had to go back
but
to the hotel.
But y'all had to go home.
Yeah, literally.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah, because it was just such a major thing.
So you know, like I think he might have got fed up because Cameron was talking ish before, and that whole issue happened with Taylor spinning over the rail, and it kind of went crazy there. And he did something else again. Was he drunk? You think he was drunk when he made that little comment
to Taylor? Or
no, that comment with the Taylor.
I mean, maybe,
thing.
But it was more. I think like Corey just took it as disrespect, probably because like the stepping out of the ground. I think it was more of a joke to him. But in Corey's eyes, obviously that's your girl. Like, and you know,
and
you know
he doesn't want. To him,
to him, he saw it so much more intense, and I think Cameron meant it.
I think it was a little too much for that to happen, but it happened. To our surprise,
my girl Faith fell to the ground. She got pushed to the ground, dude.
Our homie Faith.
Yeah, how is that going to happen? Like, not only do you get into it, but she's a casualty.
She had to be helped up. Like, that had to have been a hard blow.
It was bad. She was not, like, shaking it off fast.
That's whenever they came. They were like, yo, we have something really fun planned for you guys, but now you kind of, it's a wrap. You messed it up. We're done. So we literally pretty much after the ceremony, we just kind of left.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
there wasn't too much time after. I mean, it was time enough for kind of us all to talk a little bit, you know.
A little champagne, just
a little bit. Just maybe a little too much.
And then that was it.
But yeah, that was it.
So Corey ruined it for all of y'all.
Dang.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep the real.
And on Cam, of all people.
Yeah. Cam. And I love how everybody was like,
Cam was like, there's nothing on my face.
He's like, you guys pick the skinniest dude.
The two opposites.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really? Like, he didn't go out to Toronto. I mean, that he needed to, but I'm just saying, like, come on, dude.
He could have brushed that one.
Come on, you could have left that alone.
You know that thing is like where you got to pick your battles or choose your battles,
right?
You know
what I mean?
It was the end already or whatnot, and
maybe he wanted to go out with the bang,
you know. And then maybe Cam should have watched his words too, and should have been like, you know, instead of like we could do this, he could just be like, you know what, we're going home. Yeah. Let's just celebrate and go. Mm-hmm. But hot heads, things happen. It happened.
Yeah,
what you gonna do? And Faith was trying to do was pack some to go stuff for June.
Yeah, basically. That's
the girl
it.
The girl just
wanted to feed her boo.
Right, she just wanted to feed her boo.
I mean,
no, it was all the way messed up. I was just like, I was upset. I was upset that it just, like I said, I felt for y'all because you have this whole entire time that you're there. You know, several weeks that you're in Hawaii. You know, you guys are the ones, you're the exes. So you like left, you come back. So there's a roller coaster of emotions. You're dealing with Chris, of all people. You know what I'm saying? So that alone in itself is crazy. And it's like, you know, it's the end. You want to party, you want to have a good time, go out with a bang. And then
it's like
you
have it through. We finally got it.
We're here. We're good. We're still here. Everybody's chill. You know, you go through everything. He doesn't pick y'all. Yeah. I'm sure you are not having a problem with that. And then it's like it's party time. And then Corey runs up on Cam, blindside. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Has a conversation and dips him on the floor. I'm just like, dude, what's up?
Yeah. I might be getting ahead, but did you guys have a problem with Chris not choosing you, or were you guys cool at that point?
I was so relieved.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
I was like, they interviewed me about it, and they're like, well, like, how do you feel about it? Or like, you know, what they said is, what are you going to do if he gives you the rose?
If he gives you the lay.
Not the rose, the lay, yeah.
Right.
That's a whole nother show now.
Right, like, now we on The Bachelor.
But I was just like, because I don't know, because I wouldn't want to take it, but I wouldn't want to offend him. So I would like be really stuck and like feel really awkward because I don't want to do what frickin' Chase did and not just like...
Oof.
Give it.
That was
you know what I mean? Like, I feel like the nice thing to do would be, like, take it out of, like, friendship or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, homie. But, like, out of respect for my damn self, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
So I was really relieved.
And he was so, the whole time, even, it was literally, like, a 2-day period that we came back. And it's, like, he's so just, like, even after we confronted him about everything, it's, like, coming to her, I'm going to give you the rose. Coming to me, like, I mean, I want to give you the rose, but, like, I got to see what I'm going to do. And he was doing the same thing to both of us. And he's like, I'm going to keep it.
They didn't put that footage in there.
Yeah, so it's like there's a lot of shit that wasn't shown, I guess. You know, but we did come back, like, united in a way because we had talked to each other. And it's like, you couldn't have made this stuff up about how similar everything was.
Like, wait till you watch it and you'll see Haley talk so much shit about you.
Same thing.
I didn't see any shit.
Right.
But the thing is, too, like, I don't know. We wanted, like, just, like, I'm all about, like, peace and stuff. And so it was just, like... It was good to just...
But yeah, I wasn't mad. They may have made me like a little like, oh, because I mean, he was saying, you know, I like you more than Chelsko, all this kind of stuff. So it's like, okay, you tend to fall back in that behavior. So in a way, whenever it was nothing, I was like, okay, here it is again. Like the same thing. You obviously cut me with no, you know, warning about that. And it's kind of the same thing over again. So I was a little bit like taken back, but I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went through the same pretty much experience.
We've actually sat there and like... told each other like what he said, and it's verbatim the same to both of us. Like, I don't care about that person, you know, I care about you. Even like with him and I, it's like been in a homie way for a long time, but still it's like the same idea. And like for me though, it doesn't like it is what it is, and I'm like I've accepted that a long time ago, but they wanted me to talk some serious shit about him at that last interview. I was so glad they didn't put it on screen, but I was up on this thing like up on a little stool. And I was so shooken up over it. Like,
Jonathan, can you call can you call our next guest the phone number, please? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So, yes, they had me up on a little stool, and they're like, say some shit like, I don't know, they were coming up with some, like, dirty, like, not dirty, but, you know, angry stuff they wanted me to say about him. And I'm like, look, this is done. I just want to go. Like, I wish him the best. I wish me the best. And, like, you know, let's go on. And they kept saying stuff, and then
Hold on, Chelsko.
Yeah.
No, not the Skype. Sorry, the phone number I gave you. Sorry, for Alicia. Sorry.
All good.
Go ahead.
All good. But yeah, basically, I was so, like, flustered over all of it. I kept being like, no, I don't want to say that. And I kept saying stuff, like, trying to make it, like, whatever. Let's just, you know, go on. And they're like, that's not funny. You know, that's not great and mean enough. And right. I'm like, I'm not going to be mean right now. And
I want to be mean.
Yeah, and I went to step off the chair and I ate shit. Like, I fully ate shit.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Fully ate shit.
It's going to be an extra on MTV.
I know, right? Just like, don't go fall. I was just like, I'm done. Get me out of here. Yeah. But yeah, so it was, you know, it was what it was. But I'm glad that, like, he didn't give it to either of us so we wouldn't have to, like, go through that extra bit of...
Haley, it seemed like for you, you seemed like you maybe had feel... I don't... I mean, on the show, I want to get the real deal. But it seemed like you were, like, could have gone either way. Like, if it was, you know, him, if he said, okay, I want to be with you, like, you would have went that way. But the fact that he didn't, like, what was the real deal?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of... For me, it was weird being in the house and having nothing, no communication, no phones, anything. It's kind of, I fell back into that pattern because we had broken up obviously before the show 6 months before. We hadn't seen each other. So it's in, Chris always had a good way of talking. I mean, that's a definite thing that like everyone knows. You know, he has a way of like telling you what you want to hear. And so I kind of just, I guess, fell back into that, into the house. So that's why I was so shocked whenever he voted me out. So when I came back in,
okay,
we were, you know, we were coming in united, but then he's also pulling me aside, pulling her aside, doing the same shit. But you can't see that until you watch it on television. You can't see that he's playing both sides. You can only see what he's telling you. And so, yeah, I mean, I was a little bit like, he's in my ear telling me, I'm going to give you my lay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So I was a little, like, taken back, but I wouldn't say I was hurt or mad, because I had kind of gotten over the whole, like, him voting me out.
Right.
I had already had that time to give me a few days, rest on it, sit on it. I was mad coming into it. I was upset. He kind of talked me down from that, but I wasn't shocked when he didn't give it to me.
Gotcha. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have another guest on the phone line, all the way from New Jersey. Alicia's with us. What's up, Alicia?
Yes.
Hey, boo.
Hey. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
What's cracking, girl? So, I just got to get from you, what did you think about the ending episode and everything that went down?
They actually cut out a lot because there was some Shaq and Secret stuff.
Okay.
I was a little tight though because I was like, I'm not about to go down there. But it was a lie detector test. I was like, what the hell? But, you know, they didn't come downstairs, obviously, because, you know, whatever. And then I was obviously pissed because I was like, you're not about to lock me down there with two people that, you know, at this point I now despise. But, you know, it was cute how they did their little suspense talking about, I want to sabotage. Like, girl, can you use that cut from something else? I mean, damn, let me live. I was good at that point. I had mimosas. I had Romeo coming off the elevator to deliver
messages.
Here
we go.
Oh,
here we go.
There she is.
Romeo.
Knock it off, girl. There she is.
I sure did ask him. I said, wait, can I give this to you? He was like, he looked too, and I was like, oh, I can't. Oh, all right. Well, I guess
we're going to call me in a week when you're back in L.A.
Right, exactly. So, Alicia, when you were obviously when you were here live with us last time, a lot of stuff went down with the whole Taylor situation, and that was, which was crazy, sparked a whole firestorm on social media. She's like, "Thank you,
Presty, you're dusty."
Yeah, right. So now that you've seen kind of everything play out, do you feel any different, you know, regarding, you know, your boy?
Girl, bye. Honestly, change my name to Miss Cleo right now because I done predicted all of this shit.
Yes.
I said turn my face into Miss Cleo right now because I predicted all this.
Come on now. Come on. I was there when I came back the second time, big old magical ball. I said, look here, sis. I already know what's going to happen. Just ride it out. But, you know, obviously I got triggered multiple times. But.
Right.
You know, I'm happy now, obviously, but at the time, you know, I was obviously, you know, going through it, and I did do dumb shit when I left the show, but, you know, I'm good now. I'm real happy with where my life is, what I'm doing, and, you know, like I said, those two clearly buried themselves in the trash bag they came in, so congrats.
Sure the fuck did.
Wow.
A lot of people did some stuff after the show.
That was
my girl living her best life. Well, out here.
Yeah,
doing her thing.
Yeah, we gonna get into it. Yeah,
I miss you, bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to bring up old stuff like this, but I just, when you were here, we hadn't seen it yet, and you did say that it was coming, and that was obviously the spit heard round the world. And I mean,
briefly.
Right? I saw your face and how visceral you felt, and you had to be held back. Like,
I lost my shit.
Yeah.
I lost my entire shit.
Who wouldn't? It
just sucks though because I didn't watch what they did for the next one because I blacked out and I really didn't want to see myself like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a gang of security guards that held me back, and that went on for like maybe an hour to 2 hours. Like, wow, at one point, I think I jumped out the pantry window because I was that like
you
ready
what?
To go.
Say that again?
You said pantry window?
I was like, I literally, I just, yes, it was a crowd. It was a big thing, and I literally just kept saying, like, where is she? But like, in this demonic voice, apparently. And, you know, after that, I was only allowed in the house for a certain time period. So, like, you don't see me after a while because I was only, you know, clocked in from about 12 p.m. to a certain time at night. And
they had heightened security, you know, after
that. Yeah, but that's not her fault. Like, yeah. That girl spit on, like, no one would be right. Holding me back. Like,
so, wait, they didn't do anything for Taylor? They just did that for you because of the back? They were worried about the backlash?
No! They I slept in Romeo's makeup room, like maybe like 10 feet away from the house, and I was only allowed really into.
Why were you isolated?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That doesn't make
Why
sense.
Why were you
yeah.
isolated? That just makes no.
Yeah, I was only allowed in there at certain times of the day, and then at night I would have to leave. I wasn't allowed upstairs. Like, I love my flat iron, low key. If y'all are listening, can you buy me my flat iron? Because that shit is expensive. And yeah, but I mean, I feel like overall, if I would have done what I really wanted to do while I was there, everybody would have came back at me like, you're such a vicious bitch, blah, 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 you killed her, blah, blah, blah. Like,
I mean, you know, I would have been on your side.
Yeah, if someone spit on me, no one would have held me back.
You guys weren't there anymore, right?
No, I wasn't. I heard about it when I came back. Yeah. But, like, still, like, seeing it on TV, that's even fucking worse than, like, actually, you know, like, that Trust shit. Me, I was know, on her side. I was, like, watching her go up those stairs, and, like, they held her back. I was like, let her go.
Every day after that, when I was in the makeup room, you know, I would literally wake up every day to a pep talk from a producer, like, you can do this, don't do it, you'll be the bigger person, yada, yada, yada. No, and I'm like, great. Okay.
It turned out great.
Okay.
Even your, you know, lay moment was great. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it looked good on you.
Yeah, it's like a ballerina.
I said, like, I've gone through so much here, and, you know, I'm not over what she did, obviously, but for right now, I'm over this whole thing or whatever. And I just sat and I was just ready to go. You know, at that point, it was just kind of like, this one just ran its course and just please just let me go. I actually left to from Hawaii before everybody else. So
oh, wow.
It was like a volatile situation.
I was good.
Yeah. And,
yeah.
And
I was I'm good.
And as it sounds right now for you at this present moment, everything is good in your life. Everything is cool. I know you got some stuff popping.
Yeah, I got some stuff popping or whatever. But,
whatever.
You know, I'm just really taking care of me. You know, I've been back home now for like a month with my family. There's like, you know, milestones going on over here with graduations and my dad's birthday, and my other brother's about to turn 16 and next week I'm gonna cry again.
Happy birthday.
And you know, just with myself, so the cute. Same situation I was in last year with, you know, just some health issues and stuff, but you know, I'll be all right. And I come back to LA I think on the 18th is when I'm booked, so
hey.
I will
girl,
be back
party
home
girl.
In good old La La Land.
Text me.
There you go. Self-care, self-love.
Haley said text her. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I appreciate you. You know, I know, like you said, you're under the weather a little bit, but thanks for taking the time to give us a little phone call and give us a little update on you and everything. Thank so all love to you and everything that's going on, and it's all good.
Hey.
Yeah.
I can't see you guys, but hi to all of you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yes.
Love you, girl.
Thanks, Alicia. Appreciate
love you guys.
It. Bye. Love you, too. Bye. All right, so what's the live chat popping like? What's the live chat saying?
People seem to have Alicia's back.
Yeah.
Yo, definitely. You know, they're all in support of Alicia with that convo right there. They were definitely making fun of Corey for picking on Cam earlier.
Word.
And, you know, there's just the questions about the Torai situation.
Before, because we definitely are going to touch on that. Before that, though, you know, you have something to talk about on the paper.
Yeah, on the paper. That's what After Buzz, y'all.
Right.
Hey, After Buzzers, here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV like this, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television than fans than us. But now we need your help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our other YouTube channels. If you guys didn't know, it's not just AfterBuzz TV anymore. We kind of separate into other channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that you might be interested in. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. since you already love the reality channel, you might be interested in the comedy channel. Maybe watch Life Sentence or Younger or Glow. Maybe the drama channel for 13 Reasons Why, one of my favorite shows. Or Queen Sugar is another good one, too. Reality competition, The Challenge, which some of these alumni are in. Mm-hmm. And maybe animation, South Park. That's a big show for us as well, too. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional, y'all. It's easy. Hit the subscribe button now, and even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know what you did in the comments, like in our live chat right now, we'll go ahead and give you guys a shout out. So thank you guys so much for the support and helping keep AfterBuzz's lights on. You can also catch us on iTunes as well too, y'all.
Yeah.
So if you can't watch us, you might be able to listen to us as well.
That's right. Mm-hmm. In your car, son.
That's right.
When you driving to work or to the beach,
right.
Or to hang out with Ailey at the club, because mm-hmm. that's she gets down.
That's something we do.
Exactly. So I think we got to talk to Chesco about some stuff, but I'm gonna let my girl Messy Melody. So. Maestro Jonathan, if you can give us our news and gossip music, please, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like this is one out of all, some of the news and
right.
gossip.
Right.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Take it away, Melody.
Hey, guys. You remember last week, our boy Daniel was in the live chat and spilled some hot tea for us, mm-hmm. saying that Angela had said that Chelsko and Tarai may have hooked up in the hotel before they came back into
the
house.
Was it Daniel J. Skies? Was that the guy?
Daniel J. Skies.
Shout out to you, man. Thank you. He's in the chat right now.
So, all that happened here on the show. And if we went to Twitter, we saw a lot of tweets from...
some movement.
People were feeling some... People were in their feelings. Mm-hmm. Some people were angry. Some people got unfollowed. it's not about anybody else.
Right. Nobody on this panel.
Nobody on this panel got unfollowed.
I'm sipping my uptime right now.
Right. So I was sipping my tea.
Anyways, Chelsko, can you confirm what exactly happened?
So there was actually this one girl. So the battle on Twitter was going like, well, did you or didn't you? Or did you or didn't you? And finally, this one girl was like, hello, she said he was on top of her. She did not say they hooked up. Those are two different things.
Okay, so let's back it on up a little bit. Yeah. Because I don't just wake up and randomly have a man on top of me. Like
I do.
So I'd like to know, how did you get there?
So, basically, rewind to also, first of all, the reason... that I did that this is all even out there is because I knew, because it was Haley was there, this was all very, everyone saw what was going on because we were all together in the hotel and we were
you're
all
talking about when you were waiting to come back on the show.
Yeah, it was right before, it was in between when we got kicked off and right before we came back on.
Gotcha.
And everybody was there and we all drank a lot, and Tori had drinking a lot, and I told him don't worry, nothing's gonna happen, I got your back, whatever. And so, we were dancing, and it was getting to be a little bit much with the dancing. Mm. And so I was, decided to kind of,
did he, get his genuine
myself.
On? Or, pony? Did he get his pony?
Was
he
on the pony? We went to a bar. Chelsko, we went to a fun bar.
We keep it 100 on this show.
You don't have to be PC.
We went to this bar in Hawaii, and it was nice. They had these big-ass, let me tell you, they had Hawaiian moonshine and big-ass pineapple. That's all we gotta say. And from there, we went back to the hotel, and it was a hotel party. We were all just hanging out, dancing.
Okay. I was kind of getting her top off.
She's
that,
boobs out with the girls,
tits out with the boys.
But then,
I missed that. What happened? What happened?
Who had tops off?
Skylar.
Okay. Oh, Skylar. Okay. Yeah.
And what boys had what out?
No. I said tits out for the boys.
Okay.
Our tits were in.
Okay, so we got it.
No, we were all just dancing, chilling in a hotel room. That's why, So we just got, we were just really, we were really letting loose.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just decided to, excuse myself because it was getting to be, our dancing was getting to be a little too much with Tori and I. And I was okay, I'm gonna, and I told Haley, I was like, I'm gonna dip, I'm gonna go. Mm-hmm. And somehow he saw me go and went after me. So that's why I was look, everybody saw this. And everybody saw, also him coming out of my hotel room later on. And, I had heard that it was seen and blah, blah, blah. And, I know how that goes.
Okay, you're jumping forward, though. Let's back it on up.
Okay. I'm just saying, I knew that was seen and that conclusions were going to be jumped to. So... But what happened was he came into the room. We talked for a long time. And he, like, at one point was on top of me because he was really drunk. So he was, like, you know, he was getting a little too fired up. But nothing happened. And I was like, no, 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 you're going to regret this. Like, let's not do this. Like, let's not go there. And eventually he was like, okay, cool, and then left the room. But I knew that that was seen. So I called Angie, and I was, because I'm a girl's girl. Like, I would want some girl to tell me that. Uh-huh. And if I heard from someone else that that happened, like, I don't care. Like, maybe she does talk shit about me. Maybe she has. She probably has.
But this
you know?
Is after the
we'll
show.
We'll just say that she has.
Her. Okay, yeah. There we go. It was after but the in show. The end of the day, like, I'm going to do the right thing. And as a girl, that's what I want, would want have been done for me. So I put that out there, and I told him. I was very open with him, too. I was like, I told her, because, like, I would rather it come from me than from someone else, and, like, she's going to find out. And by the time that I told them, her, I mean, they were already broken up, too. I was like, I don't want to, like, wreck this. If, first of all, when I came back to the show, I could have been like, oh, last night he was on top of me. I wasn't going to do that. Because, like, yeah, I'm not going to be that girl that's like, I'm going to wreck your perfect relationship. But later on, when they were already broken up, I was like, okay, this is something you should know. Now that it's not going to come, it's not going to read as, oh, you're just saying that shit to break us up. And because I knew that that's how it would have read if I said that, like, right away. And so, yeah, so that's why I kind of, like, had that waiting period of time to, like, let that out. But, yeah, that's literally
so
all
nothing,
that happened.
Nothing really happened.
So nothing really happened. Yeah. We didn't make out. On top of each
fully
other.
Fully clothed. No making that out. Is no weird hooking as hell. Up.
I think this, Angela, put up the, put up a We Broke Up YouTube video explaining the whole situation just today, I believe, because people are talking about it in the chat right now. And she had mentioned that you had refused, you know, what you told him no.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So she states it in the video, apparently. I haven't seen it, so I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But she says it there. So, you know, at least that's clear out there to the universe here and on YouTube somewhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's the relationship now with you and Angela?
I mean, that's kind of the last time we talked. But she's been really sweet on Twitter and just been like, you know, said that I was real and came through.
What about with you and Tarai?
I don't think Tarai is pleased about the situation.
Why do you say that?
But... Well, the last we talked, it was like, I told him, I don't know, I felt like, I think he misread the tweet. I had said that day that it got out, I was like, cat's out of the bag, because I was like, nothing to hide, you know, like,
And you just meant that by, you said that because of what had happened. Not
exactly.
That
I was like, smashed, what it is, just, like, yeah. And I think he read it as me, like, wanting to, like, get the, like, tweet attention and being like, yeah, fucking
did he reach out to you privately?
Yeah, he texted me about it because he had seen the tweets, and I was like, oh, I was literally driving, like, late to something, and I was like, I knew this was coming, and I'm, like, on the freeway. But, yeah, I told him, like, yeah, I told her I wanted to, like, you know, of course, like, do the right thing, blah, blah, blah. I did the best that I could in the situation, and I was also going, like, dealing with a bunch of other things when I was talking to him, and so it was kind of a brief little conversation, and he kind of, like, it seemed like he was mad at the end. He was like, y'all, you'll be in my prayers. And I was like, okay, maybe you're not so happy.
People really do be saying that, which is like, I wish you the best.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those moments. And I was like, I really, like, care about him. Like, he had my back on the show. And, like, he was really, really real with me. And he was the first person to, like, make me feel, or the only person, I think, to make me feel comfortable the first half of the show.
Well, I think one of the biggest situations was we all flew back together. That's like,
Before that, though.
Yeah, before that,
I left, he sat me down and he was like, I see what's going on with you and Chris, and I see that you're real and genuine. And I really appreciated that. So that's why also, like, I didn't want this to come out and, like, him to get mad at you know, me, because, and Angela, you know, it's like just so much that I was like, I'm just gonna, like, tell it like it is, so that she knows he didn't betray her, he didn't, like, hook up with me, like, that didn't happen, and this is the truth, and just get it all out there, because, like, truth sets you free, you know. So, like,
and it wasn't a bad thing. You told her what didn't happen, you
exactly
know?
So exactly,
it wasn't a crazy thing. Maybe it got a little misread on the internet and things happened, but that's why we have the show to clear things up.
Yes. Right, you know, that's what why I mean? We invite everybody here to clear things up.
Everybody's invited to any of these type of shows, because it's everybody's the best way to go. Yep. You clear your name. You know? Gio from AYTO came to try to clear his name twice, you know? Twice. Like, I'm saying.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
You know, we're an open book.
Exactly. You know? I'm glad, I mean, you know, you cleared that up. And I mean, because it was confusing looking at the Twitter feed. And
kind of
how
everything
was going.
Yeah, and it still kind of sucks. But, like, I did the best I could.
But really quick, because I'm a little... People are going, it's a little confused.
Questions.
So he was on top of you, but nothing happened.
Correct.
Because you made that decision. So do you think that if you were with it, something would have happened?
No, I remember, again, like, I was kind of drunk, too, I think. I'm sober 30 days today.
Congrats, by the way.
But, thanks. But I vaguely remember him saying, like, I know that this isn't something we can do, but, like...
On top of you, he's like...
I mean, it would have happened. If you were completely about it, I think it would have happened.
Can we pay...
Thank you. You're kind of dancing around the answer here. I am.
Because, like I said, like, on the real, like, he really was, like, the only one real with me in the film.
Yeah.
And, like, so I just don't have, I have, like, no, like, I just can't see him in a bad light.
Okay. Yeah. The thing was, I had no connection with Tarion anyway before. I had not talked to him because he was completely with Angela. We all had the chance to fly back to Hawaii together because we were all from LA. That's when I got the chance to talk to Chelsea.
Okay.
And that's whenever, like, you know, we all really sat down and got to know each other. And I could see Tarion. He was interested in Angela. There was that side of him that was a little bit like, I don't know if this is just for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't tell if this is real, like, completely or not. Like, but, like, I did, you know, a little bit hesitant. But he did have feelings for her in that way. Like, we all sat, it's a 6-hour flight. We all sat by each other. We talked the whole time. You know, so that's where it's like, that's where our kind of relationship developed as well, because we were talking back and forth.
Yeah.
So we kind of went into this, like, we need to have us, like, all kind of hold strong in that way. And so, I mean, I think maybe
if there was any interconnectedness, if it wasn't a show, if it wasn't a whatnot, there could have been something. But because there were things involved, I get why you were trying to, you know.
Yeah. Like, never push any boundaries, you know what I mean? With anything. Yeah. No, I don't think anyone wanted to push a boundary with Angela at all. Like, right. Who would want to? You know, even Tarion, like, with Faith, he kind of was, like, separate. Like, right. He kind of always, you could always see the kind of back and forth. Like, is this real? Is it not? He could, like, not saying that Angela isn't real. I'm just saying it was, like, there was a back and forth thing of him. He didn't know. He's like, I feel this connection with her, but I also see the sides. Like, is this just for the show?
Right.
So he's just going back and forth this whole time in his head. He's a very real person. I don't think that was anything... Like, I really don't feel that he had any malicious, like, intent or anything, you know?
It's crazy because it's like, you know, like, there's a handful of people who's, it's the first time on reality TV, right? And you get it put into this type of situation, or it's like just so much going on at one time.
Yeah.
So that makes it interesting for TV, but it's also, it could definitely mess with you.
It's hard. It's like juggling.
We were all kind of talking about that. I mean, on the plane, it was all of our first time on a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little bit overwhelming in a way. It's like, you don't really know what to expect going into it.
Of course.
So it's like, whenever I first got there, I had an interview, and it was like, whenever, the first thing I was told, like, when the sun goes down, like, shit starts going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And then I dead ass swear, they bring alcohol out, the sun goes down, and everyone starts fighting.
Yeah.
And so I was literally, what is going on? Serious.
No, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So going back to your question, do we get an answer?
Yes.
The answer is okay. I just want to make sure we got closer.
We good.
People say she's backpedaling, but
I think she said yes.
No, I don't think so. Just so I can understand.
She's trying to be nice.
Yeah. I say yes.
Being the elder statesman, you're saying basically yes, it probably could have happened, but you don't want to say anything bad about Tarai because he's a good person and he had your back.
Yes.
Is that it?
And that's respectful and that's cool.
Okay, cool.
Everybody in the chat wants like a question.
But
that's the tea. It's not much.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
It would happen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to open up the lines for callers.
I'm scared. I'm about to put this number in right now.
So Nino's going to put the number, but I'm also going to give it to you. It is 424-253-0504. Again, that's 424-253-0504. If you want to call Jonathan, our engineer, he'll let me know when there's a call on the line. I'm going to ask your name, where you're calling from, and then you get one question. Make it cool, because we want to be nice. You know what I'm saying? Don't get on here talking all the way crazy.
We don't want to cut you off.
Yeah, exactly. No. We don't have to cut you off, because we had to do that before. No, so we're doing this because, you know, we have some great fans, and we want to give them a chance to kind of speak openly. So, again, one more time, 424-253-0504. Let's talk about this episode while we're waiting on a caller. So there was two Shaka Secrets, right? There was the Chase and Skylar Shaka Secrets that we saw and the Angela and Tarai Shaka Secrets. And the Chase and Skylar Shaka Secrets did not go all that well, which we thought it wasn't going to be, because obviously Chase was hanging out with Vic, and while Skylar was
slapping the booty,
Skylar was gone, you know, Chase and Vic were getting down because Vic was there and she wanted it. And we see that Chase, my question to you all is, do you think that Chase, because you were there, right? Do you think that obviously, we kind of determined as a panel that he was messing with Vic because she was just there and she just was about it.
I do believe that was the case.
Do you feel like that was the case as well?
Yeah, he was playing her the whole fucking time.
I love Victoria, but in a way it was. Like, even on screen, looking back at it, you could tell there's never been a way he was like, yeah, this is fun for now. This is my little thing. Like, you know, he was never really like, I really do have feelings for her in that way.
But you
like,
could see that in the house while you were there as well?
Oh, yeah.
So why didn't anyone say that to her?
Well, I mean, I wasn't even in the house. When I got voted off is when all the real shit happened. Like, whenever they were trying to make it out and everything like that.
They started happening after we left.
There was a little bit of flirtation, but it was more Victoria on Chase. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then once I left, I saw back, like, they were like, oh, they've been a thing. That's why it was such a big shocker when whatever happened in the ceremony at last did happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, in the time we were coming back, we were talking to Skylar. She came back with us, obviously. Yeah. We heard about the note. That it happened. He had left a note in her bag.
Yeah.
You know, saying that I do care about you, like, Chase, saying I love you. He had never said I love you to her before. This is the first time he said I love you. So it's like, then why did you vote her off? You know, it's just very shocking. And it's like, he's playing both sides. You know, there's not a girl that I really don't, you know, I've never really even talked to Chase. So it's like, I love Victoria. I love Skylar. Mm-hmm. So I see he played both of them.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So it's what we kind of supposed. Yeah. Yep. We saw with Angela and Tarai, and this kind of got to me because we see them, I'm just saying, as a viewer, I watched them, we saw what happened with Angela and Derek, right? Before Tarai got there, the whipped cream sensation, right? Situation. And so we see Tarai come back and he's all over Angela. And then we see Derek kind of pull him aside.
Sorry, really quick, just to clear up the number, engineer, can we make sure the number is correct? It's at 424-530-253-0504. Some people are trying to call, but all they're getting is just ringing and no answers. Thank you.
Okay. So we're seeing him, and he's all of it, and Derek pulls him to the side, says, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to spill the beans. Doesn't spill any beans.
He didn't spill anything.
There was no beans spilled at
all. He said she was all for you the whole time.
Exactly. The beans were still on the pot. So, but then when they go into the sack of secrets, we see what happens. And I think maybe because Tarai kind of knew what happened, maybe it was softened. But then all of a sudden, it was like a situation where it was like a, you know.
I was shook when they
like,
hugged.
Like a family. Right? It was like a one of those after school specials.
It was
it was a dare. It was a dare. Like, that was my thing. I was expecting it to be another blow up thing. Like, he's licking shit off his body. And y'all have had problems this whole time. So I was expecting there to be like a whole blow up. And then like all I see, I turned away for 1 second. I swear, watching it, I looked back and they were hugging. I said, what happened? Because like something just happened. Like, there's no way he's hugging her after that.
Right.
But I guess it showed a little thing of her saying something like, this is a dare, like, I'm for tour. I don't know. He said it showed like something, but I was expecting there to be a blow up after that.
It was hella underwhelming.
You expected a climax.
I was not expecting, I mean, especially seeing Angela and kind of how she's been, like, she's always been on 10, right, the whole season.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, like, obviously, At this point, hold on 1 second. Engineer, are we good on the number?
Okay.
Okay. So she was on 10. She's telling us. She's telling y'all. She's telling, I mean, we see as we're watching on TV that she's really into Tarai, right? Mm-hmm. So she doesn't want to mess that up. Mm-hmm. So when Tarai kind of forgives her, and then she's like, oh yeah, because I care about you. And Tarai's like, I care about you too. And then they start hugging and all this kind of stuff. And they come up like this little happy couple. And you guys are like confused, like, wait, what? You guys went to...
Did you see Andre lean forward and say, to Derek?
Yeah. That was
she was
funny.
Licking a Sunday off you 2 days ago.
So. Right. So do you think that, I mean, do you think, we got a new number, just so you know, Nina will put in low. So it's 424-253-0749. 424-253-0749 for the call in. So going back to Tarai and Angela, do you think that she kind of played him in the sense? Because like to get him to like, you know, don't get mad, you know, kind of soften the situation.
I mean, she seemed mad going into the sack of secrets. So it's like she knew it was going to happen. But I think she was pleasantly surprised with what it showed because she was like, she looked mad. She's like, they're asking you, not me. So it's like she was expecting some shit to blow up in her face.
Okay.
Oh, we got to call y'all.
We got to call her in?
Got to call.
Dope. Caller, where are you calling from and your name?
Hey, it's Daniel Sykes from Philly.
Daniel Sykes from Philly.
This is Daniel.
Daniel, our boy. What's up, Daniel? What's your question, man?
Hi, it's just a short two-part question.
Okay.
My question is, first of all, do we know who the shady shady narrator is, and how do you get all that dirt on Pauly? And is Pauly the biggest cheater in the entire reality TV world?
Ooh. Oh, damn. Okay. That's like a three-parter. That's like a
three-parter. Wait, so we don't know who this narrator is. I'm going to check on IMDb for sure.
I did meet the narrator.
Did you meet the narrator?
I met him.
He was at the rap party. Yeah, he was at the rap party. I saw a picture. Oh. Yo, he was taking pictures of everybody the whole time. He was posting on his Twitter. I saw his Twitter feed. Okay. So I saw who he is. I can't remember his name.
Right.
But you said you met him.
I did meet him. It's so funny. They were like, can you do the voice for us? He was like, or do you want to call her Chelsea? Like, to me. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah. I feel like I can get this job.
But like, his voice, he really does it. Amazing.
Yeah. I can't remember his name. That's a good question, because I can't remember his name, but I did see his Twitter. Yeah. And he looks just like he sounds.
He does.
That's exactly like he sounds. What was the other part of your question?
Is Pauly the
other part of the question was, is Pauly the biggest cheater in all the reality TV world?
That's a really big world.
But people.com keep up with him quite a lot.
The world overlap.
So definitely watch for that.
The overlap master.
Overlap. It wasn't cheating. It just overlapping.
Overlapping.
Well, we actually may have him on the show a little bit later, so just keep watching. We'll definitely.
Oh shoot! I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm giving
surprises to everybody, even the cast and my peoples. So
he may
be on later. Mm-hmm. So just stay tuned for that. But we'll definitely kind of squeeze that in. Okay. But we appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, give it up for Daniel.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got another call here.
We have another call already.
Yep.
Hello.
Another caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Brianna.
Where are you calling from, Brianna?
I'm from New York.
Hey. New York in the house.
Thanks for staying up late for us.
Yes, thank you. Brianna, what's your question?
I just wanted to know, do you think even if Angela, whatever she and Derek did came out, it would change anything between her and Tarai? I think they've been very forgiving the whole time they were with each other. It was always an argument, but they still got back together each time.
Like if it came out like right away, right, you know, besides like tiptoeing over the situation, I think it could have definitely had another outcome. But I feel like they might have still been back together for a little
while. At that time, it was just all kind of like love, forgiveness. Yeah. Like it's because of the show. Whatever happened, it's like because they made us do it. They made me lick chocolate off your body.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I think no matter what, at the time they were so involved in each other and in their minds. Here's a follow up question to that.
If you guys think you guys never came back as exes and Tori never came back, you think she would still be with, she would hit a Derek?
I mean her.
Maybe.
I mean, her and Derek are kind of back and forth on Twitter and stuff now. Like, they're definitely talking, not saying they're hanging out.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's definitely still some stuff there. As much as, Derek's always been the one that's like, she still has feelings for me, but she's always been the one that's like, no.
Right.
Now it's a little bit different. So maybe if Tarai never did come back, that could have been
a
thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Word. Well, Brianna, thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. And thank you for support.
Thank you so much.
So we're going to take one more caller and then move on. Is there another call on the line? All right. Caller, where are you calling from, and give us your name?
My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from New York.
New York is in the house.
Shout out to Queens in New York. Yeah. Astoria, what's up?
Holding it down.
Yeah.
Jennifer, what's your question, girl?
Oh, my question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I wanted to ask, do you guys believe that Corey was portrayed as a nice guy or not? Because I actually watched him from the challenge. And I loved him, but I think an ex on the beach, I just wasn't feeling him at all.
Girl, same.
Yeah, I feel it.
I don't know if y'all checked out Melody Rose's Instagram.
I did.
But she memed it
so
out
great.
For everybody.
You're welcome.
With the whole situation.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. You know, I think like from the challenge, it's two different shows, right? And this show obviously gets more of the dirt, right?
Yeah.
You get more, like you said, they were trying to get you to say stuff about Chris.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I think he tried to he tried to put it up like, oh, I'm being upfront with both of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But only when he kind of had to in a way. Like, you know, he was in the bathroom with Alicia closing the door on Taylor's face. Mm-hmm. Like, he was literally playing both sides a little bit. Yeah. You know? But it's like then whenever it kind of came to it, he's like, I'm the man. I got to be upfront to both of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know if that was his decision or because it was going to be thrown back in his face.
Right.
Like, who knows, you know?
I think the thing with Corey is this is a relationship show, right? On the challenge, he's known as the player. Like, he even got an award on one of the reunions as the biggest player for hooking up with all the girls on the challenge. So I feel like with this being X on the Beach and him being confronted about his relationships, I think it kind of exposed who he was. And to be honest, I've never felt Corey. Like, I remember him.
Corey.
I haven't felt, because I remember him from Real World.
Right.
But I remember when he was on Real World and Explosion, I think it was. And he was on Real World Explosion, and he was playing his girls back then because your exes came
and
on.
And he came here and he talked
on that
about
one.
Right?
Exactly. And he talked
about
it.
Yeah, he talked
it.
About it
here on Afterbus. So I feel like I haven't really been feeling him since Jump, since he was introduced to us in the reality world. That's just me personally, but I definitely think like his antics have been exposed on this show for sure.
And I never knew him from, I never watched the challenge. Yeah. I'd never heard of him until this show.
X on the Beach.
So I don't know how he's this bougie when people don't even know who he is. Yeah. Relax, boo.
I really liked him on the challenge, but I just feel like in this show, like, the relationship he had with Taylor was just so fake. I just feel like it was just for
they
the show.
Yes, and I agree. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, girl. Thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate
it.
Thank you. Yeah, give it up.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to be talked about on Teen Mom, since Cheyenne's going to be the new girl on Teen Mom.
I don't know.
So
I'm sure.
That'll be interesting as well, too, to see where that kind of plays out.
Yeah. I want to get into a little game. So, Jonathan, if you can pull up our Jeopardy music, please, because this is I just want to have some fun, you know what I'm saying? So this is for Chelsko. Oh, we're losing one of our
she needs the restroom real quick.
Oh, okay.
This is like a 2-hour show.
We've been pumping up with drinks.
Right. I mean,
Len came in with a
traveling,
you know, bar.
Right. So. All right, so Chelsko, you hear the music, right?
Yep.
This is fun. This is fun. Don't worry. This is an age old game, 21 questions, right? This is a super old game.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'm going to ask you these questions, but this is like rapid fire. So, like, as it comes to your head,
don't
tiptoe around the
edge. Exactly.
Okay, let's do
just
this. Let's
whatever
go.
Comes
let's
first,
go.
Whatever comes first. And then, you know, Haley's going to play too. So I'm glad she kind of stepped out because now she doesn't know what the questions are. All right, ready? All right, so I want a timer. So if somebody can time this.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I'm going to see if Haley will be able to beat your time. That's what we're going to do.
I'm going to do a stopwatch, okay?
Yeah, stopwatch.
Let's go.
So
3, 2, and go.
All right, first question. What is the thing that most people think about you that is actually not true?
That I'm a skank.
Okay. If you become president, what is the first thing you would do?
First thing. This is a really hard question.
All these problems in the world.
I would put a lot more money towards, like, literally Africa. I'm sorry, that's so basic and bougie, but it's going to happen.
If you would change anything that happened in your life, what would it be?
Woo! I would go back to New York and not kiss the boy that I just lost my boyfriend over.
Okay.
Next.
Whoa, tea. If you could be an animal for one day, what would you be?
Dog.
Okay. Tarai or Chris?
Tarai.
How would you describe your ideal partner?
Tall, handsome, spiritual, smart, intelligent, which is the same thing, witty, charismatic, fun, loves kids.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
You need to spend $2,000 in 4 hours. What do you do?
Buy a purse.
That was quick.
Smart.
Buy her Louis right next to her.
What current trend don't you like and why?
I don't like people having to ask other people to like their pictures so that they blow up. It's annoying.
Okay. Name one TV show that's really watched by everyone that you haven't seen.
Any reality show. Are You the One?
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
How would you be useful in a zombie apocalypse?
I would... You could eat me.
Sacrifice.
Okay, I feel it. If you had to do it over, would you be on X on the Beach again?
Yes.
If you needed to spend the rest of your life in one place, where would it be?
Malibu.
What's your addiction?
Boys.
Who was your crush in the house? It could be nobody.
It was nobody at the time.
Okay. What do you want written on your tombstone?
Faithful.
What is your favorite game to play?
Does running count?
Sure. Running game. Running game. If you could go anywhere in the world with one person, who would you go with?
I would go with Bobby to Italy.
Okay. Rich or famous?
Famous.
What makes you angry?
Lies.
Biggie or Tupac?
Tupac, same birthday as me.
Hey! Oh! 21 hey! Questions. What's the time? What's the time?
2:30.
You got to beat that time. All right.
So, hey. I don't even know what happened. I'm sorry. I didn't go to the bathroom. No, I was trying good. To
No,
hold
it's perfect. Move. It's perfect. It's perfect. So, Jonathan, you put the music back on. I think I got like a whole, yeah, bunch of them. Okay. So, Haley, this is 21 questions. The time to beat is 2:30. 2:30. So first thing that comes to your mind. Rapid fire. First thing comes to your mind. Don't think. She thought a lot.
She did. 3, 2, 1.
What is the thing that most people think about you that's actually not true?
She's worse than funny.
Come on, fast.
I'm shy.
What?
You're shy.
You're shy. If you become president, what is the first thing you would do?
World peace.
Okay. If you could change anything that happened in your life, what would it be?
My childhood. I don't know.
If you could be an animal for one day, what would you be?
A tiger.
Tari or Chris?
Tari.
How would you describe your ideal partner?
Fun, outgoing.
Okay. You need to spend $2,000 in 4 hours. What do you do?
Shop.
What current trend don't you like and why?
Current trend?
Yeah.
What trends are going? I don't even pay attention.
Oh my gosh, you're a millennial. Come on.
Just make something up.
Yeah,
current trends.
Just Snapchat.
I don't Snapchat, sure.
Okay.
I'm going to lose.
Yeah. Go. Name one TV show that's really watched by everyone that you haven't seen.
The Bachelor.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
How would you be useful in a zombie apocalypse?
Very useful.
How?
I love you.
Girl, I watch The Walking Dead.
Okay. If you had to do it over, would you be on the X on the beach again?
Yes.
If you needed to spend the rest of your life in one place, where would it be?
Bora Bora.
What?
Bora Bora.
Oh,
nice.
I couldn't hear. Sorry. What's your addiction?
Spicy food.
Who is your crush in the house? Derek. What do you want written on your tombstone?
Fun.
What is your favorite game to play?
Tomb Raider.
If you could go anywhere in the world with one person, who would you go with?
My mom and Italy.
Rich or famous?
Rich.
What makes you angry?
Chris.
Big Ear Tupac.
Tupac.
Oh, what are we at?
152.
Oh,
how did I still do that? All of my answers are like so extensive.
Well, you were thinking a lot.
I'm a thinker. Yeah, I'm a head case.
You were thinking a lot.
Speaking, stuck on that show. What's the show I just watched with the fucking
I wouldn't
Family
even
Feud?
Go. I
where
wouldn't
they do
even
that
go.
Round?
Yeah,
no way.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Quick to you. We were just speaking on Soraya just a
yes.
second ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if this is true or not. This is allegedly. This is on the chat over uh-huh. here.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Oh, no. Angela just said he stole from her PayPal on her YouTube video. I guess not really proof.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Angela said she was like paying for his like life or something.
I don't know. That's I don't know. This is on our chat right now.
Right.
And people are talking about it. So I can nor deny or confirm the situation.
I don't really understand the statement.
That Tori stole money from Angela's PayPal?
Oh, from her PayPal.
That's I don't know. That's just sure. That's what I'm reading on the chat here.
I think the only thing that could have come from is probably Angela's Twitter or anything. She's been like pretty much, yeah. I mean, I guess saying what was up. I mean, yeah. She said that she had to support him whenever she moved out here.
So maybe not.
So if she's saying, I don't know if he necessarily stole it.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? That's the only question
I don't think
she could really
it.
Answer. I don't think he'd really steal money from her.
No.
But...
But I don't know. I guess y'all watch Angela's YouTube to find right. some more tea, call. Apparently.
So this came from Angela's YouTube?
I guess so. This is what people are saying on okay. the chat here. Once again, I can't confirm anything or can't deny anything because
right.
I don't know.
Right.
But I'm just reading what's on the chat.
Yo. Yeah. Let's savage on here. Let's go back to the episode and let's talk about this crush ceremony. Mm. So this is where you actually got to take these lays, right? Mm-hmm. Certain individuals and put them on the person you wanted to crush, right? And so I thought this was going to be interesting because I was like, "Ooh, this would go really good or really bad."
Uh-huh.
So
they missed
we see,
some good shit in there.
Yeah, I was, and I need you to fill it in because I felt like there was some good stuff that we missed. So the first one up that we saw was Polly, and no surprise, he presents his lay to Lexi, right?
We knew that was coming.
But we all know now in today's times that there's been a lot of funk with Lexi and Polly.
Yes.
And we had Lexi on the show last week, and mm-hmm. she actually spilled a lot of tea
she
about
did.
That.
A whole
She spilled a lot. Yeah. And
like Hudson River.
On
she has some like screenshots too on her
screenshots.
Twitter.
And I was just going to say on Twitter, because it sounded like Polly like was trying to you know, kind of downplay their situation.
Yeah, he sure was. She came through with the receipt.
She came through hardcore that he loved her and, like, all of this stuff on the text message. It's like, fellas, I'm telling you right now, don't just be honest. Because I'm like, now
we
in
screenshot
the age,
girl, I was
going
to say, girl, I have everything.
It is so easy to screenshot.
and you will
get played so hard. Like, it just don't. Just like, just be honest. I'm just saying right now, just be honest because it's going to come back. And it definitely came back on him hardcore. But at that time, he was digging Lexi and, you know, he gave the lady Lexi. Lexi reciprocated. Mm-hmm. She was into Polly. Do you think that Polly was more into Lexi or Lexi was more into Polly?
I think Lexi is probably more into Polly, but in a genuine way. She was very, but I mean, he gave her the same thing back, but I don't know if it was as genuine as what she was giving him. You know, she really wanted to be with him, and he was giving her the same way, like, I love you, I want to be with you. You know, they were the perfect couple in the house. Everyone there was like the perfect picture couple that everyone wanted to be, but I think hers was more genuine than his was.
I wonder if it was like a June statement. June mentioned this when he gave his light of faith, saying, you know, you're the best girl, you know, all around at this time. Or something like that. And I was like, for now, you know what I mean? That's like me telling somebody, like, I love you, you know,
for now.
You're the one for now.
You know, that's today, you the
right,
best.
Right. For this minute, for this next 60 seconds, you are it.
You're in my face right now.
You are it.
When I turn around, it might be someone else.
Right, but I might be on my Tinder in about 120 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean?
That was interesting. So we see Faith. Mm-hmm. I was surprised about this because she gave her Lady June and she was frustrated with him because she was feeling June and then he wasn't like giving her attention.
Right.
You know,
she kept giving him the benefit of the doubt, like over and over and over, and he kind of proved himself like to not be like enough for her in a way. Yeah. But if you're really feeling someone, I can like speak from experience on that. If you're really feeling someone, you're gonna keep like
trying.
Soon as they say you want that.
And maybe she didn't give it to Joe because that was too fresh.
I don't know if she trusted that like right away.
It wasn't like a build up. Like she had a history with June.
Yeah. So you think it was the history situation with June, and that's why she wanted to give it to him?
I think probably.
As opposed to like
they had
Joe?
A huge history before the show, but whenever he came onto the show, she was really feeling him, and he was very hot and cold with her.
Right.
You know, it was like in one moment she'd be like, "Oh, now he's giving me what I want," and in one moment he's like, "Oh, he's all for the boys."
Right.
So it's kind of like it was a back and forth thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like I think maybe if she had more time with Joe to really like sit down and talk to him and like. You know, like, actually not just have that one encounter of them kissing and, like, it was the one night, you know? So it's, like, he had just gotten there when everything happened and June came back.
Yeah.
So it's probably just kind of threw off a
little
bit.
Well, they did more than kiss, right? Because the plane landing and the, what was it? The
whatever.
It wasn't first class, but it was,
it was business class.
Business class.
Oh, yeah. She knew the size of
Faith said that Joe was business class and not first class, but still business class.
Yeah.
Shit. Did y'all know about this? I didn't know that.
It was on the last.
Maybe she just spelled him up or something.
Oh, was
I mean.
I don't know.
I think they went for a ride.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They might have traveled
business class,
you know, business class for a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I know that. The whole kissing with the stuff on the jam on the face
that was nasty. Yeah. That jam was nasty.
That
jam was
guys, they be putting sticky shit on like sticky. Hold on, sticky shit on people all the time.
I thought I was having a seizure.
No, I know.
Is that dude?
Like tongue twisted. No, sticky shit on people all the time. Like with the shots on face, and then the chocolate.
Yeah,
right.
I was sticky for a week after the thing went awry.
I mean, I'm just saying, Joe was really, you know, he liked that. He got excited, right?
People are asking if June and Faith. Pretty sure June and Faith had sex. I can't speak on it because I can, you know.
I was in the bed next to him. I know.
So apparently.
Well, remember, when she was on the show, she was like waiting for somebody to come because she was deprived.
Yeah.
And so.
She was waiting for somebody to come.
Yeah.
Literally. What? Literally.
Chill out.
Over here.
Go on.
Man.
We're all in third grade.
All in third grade.
We all turn into elementary school kids.
I know. Nino's on one tonight. Nino's on one tonight.
It's because of this uptime.
Is that what it is?
It's because of uptime.
That's
20 grams of sugar, man. It's because of this party.
Right. So Alicia, who we talked to earlier, she didn't present her lay to nobody.
Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. I was so glad for that, and I kind of see that coming because there was nobody for her to do that with. Exactly. Corey gives his lay to Taylor, and. My thing is, I mean, obviously that was to be expected, right? Because they were just at each other the whole time, or with each other, I should say. But Joe and Dre, they were just fine with that. And we saw their faces. Now, I want to go to you because, like you said, there was a lot that was cut out. Was there anything that, I know they showed their faces and they were just kind of like, all right.
Oh, there's Joe, Joe, Cameron, and... Wait, out of the all three sitting in a row, what was this one?
Well, they were all the exes.
Yeah, all three of her exes. They literally all like, she was like,
waved. Insane.
Waved. Yeah.
Like, bye bye.
They all did funny. This.
It was funny.
We see that Jasmine lays herself. She's like, I'm good. You know, she doesn't want to get with Marco again, even though he was cool. And they were on the show together. And I was cool with that because they seem like they just really get along together. They're just not good in a relationship.
And Marco wasn't really. But he said that if she wanted, he could still get this.
Yeah.
What did Marco say that you said
it
he cut?
So funny.
No, he's just.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we missed that part.
Yeah. There. Wait, you. What happened?
He was doing it the whole time, though. It's like, you know, they were like, Romeo's like, how you feel? He's like, well, yeah, I'm upset because she didn't crush me or some shit. And, like, everyone started laughing. But it had been a big joke in the house because he'd been doing it the whole time.
Gotcha.
So it was just funny. We all started cracking at that's probably why they cut it. Because we all started laughing for, like, 4 minutes. And all the fucking, all the OGs were sitting there, like, looking at us because all the exes were just laughing.
Knew what was up.
And we're like,
No, they're definitely good people and they're really cool friends. When they were here, the chemistry was just, it was cool.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, your ex, both of yours exes...
That still blows my mind, I swear to God.
He stays single, and then he cries. So...
Oh, he cried!
That shit had me dying. He said, crying. I really found myself.
Were we surprised? He's been crying since...
Dude, when he cried over fucking who broke up, he was crying over someone else's breakup.
Yes.
Right?
He cried over that?
He's like, that's my boy, T. I was like, there's no way he's just crying over some other shit.
My thing, since you're both here, right? Since you're both here, and you were both with Chris, I just need to know, because at one point in time, you were feeling him, right? What was it, what was it about Chris that drew you to him?
She said it already. What? He talks.
He knows how to talk well.
And with young girls that just have, like,
what does that mean? Forgive he talks well.
Well, young insecure girls that are like working on her self esteem.
Okay.
Some boy comes and is just like,
oh, I love how. I gotta give shout out to how real you're trying. You know, you are at the moment.
Shout
I know
out
what
to
they're
that.
Saying because I've dealt with a lot of these people working in the nightlife industry back in the day and all that other stuff. There's a lot of guys who talk a lot of talk.
It's big talk. But I mean, even from the beginning, I kind of knew like the way he would talk himself up a little bit. I was kind of like on the edge about it. Like even.
Talking up himself is what got us. But I think the talking up
it wasn't.
Us.
But that's what turned me off of him. It was like the talking up himself. But then it was like talking up. I guess she could say, like, if you're a little insecure and not like feeling like, you know, completely where you want to be. I'd been through some other shit before that. You know, it's like him coming in and being, oh, you're my princess. Like, you're everything I want. You're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, even if he is saying it to other girls, you don't
gas
know that at the time.
You up. He knows how to gas a woman up, let me tell you.
Okay.
And then plus, like, the way my situation was, I had met him at my house. Like, I threw a party for my friend, a surprise party. And he had showed up to it, and so we met, and it was kind of just like, he took me outside, he was like, I wish I wasn't drunk right now, like, I wish I could really talk to you, and he kept hitting me up after, and I was just like, I was just not having it, and then I went over, someone from the party was like, come over, and he was there, and so I became friends with the same friend group, and so we were just together all, like, we ended up just hanging out, like, all the time because of that, it wasn't that I was really feeding into him, it's like, then we're drinking, we're all having fun, and it's like, he's obviously talking his talk. So it's like, I mean, at a time, I'm not going to say there was never a time that I really was interested in Chris. Yeah, there was a time I was like, that was a big part of my life. And not that my friends or my family or anyone liked it. But at a time, you know, that was something I was into.
Huh. Chelsko, you?
I originally met up with him to do music. And we, like, both were, like, talked about music. And he was going to produce my music. And I didn't know, you know, if how good he was or what have you. But he had this very, like, affirm way of, like, because I wear the pants in most relationships, so I like being put in my place. And I just remember right at the beginning, like, I was on my phone or some shit, and he's just like, pay attention. And I was just like, you gonna tell me what to do? I was like, okay. Okay. So, yeah, but then we just were hanging out all the time because, like, we were working on music and stuff together. But, like, the first day I met him, he took me home to his mom. Like, the first day.
Yeah, he does that.
Like, he went home fast. He went in. And, like, when he goes in. And so, like, I just remember one time we were driving. Like, he even went to church with me. And, like, we were driving and he pulled aside the car and he gets me out of the car and he, like, makes me stand there against the car, and like we're just smoking and talking, and for 45 minutes he told me everything like good about me. He noticed every little detail, like things people don't notice.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, like, okay. And they, like, he convinced me that I like him, you know what I mean? Where it was like, so, before that I was like, nah, I don't think that would ever be a thing in my mind. I was like, nah. But then, like, he literally just, like, he's very, like, he knows how to talk.
So if you were to use that in good faith and stick with one girl and kind of just make it, try to work and make it happen, it could be a good thing.
It could be. I mean, he has very good qualities to him at the same time, but he also has very, like, he's, you know, he gets very jealous about certain things. Or he has bad qualities, too. Mm-hmm. You know, little things, like, set him off and things like that. Not saying he's not a terrible person all around. I've never said that. You know, I've never really, like, just completely shit-talked him. Yes, maybe it wasn't the right person for me, but if he, like, uses good qualities and kind of...
Yeah.
Upped them a little bit. And then like, you know, everyone has their bad and good, but it's just like, it's the opposite. Whenever it's really good, it's really good. And it's really bad, it's really bad.
Yeah. Here's the biggest question that everyone's like asking the whole season or whatnot. But why the scarf that he wears like 24/7, which wasn't even his? No,
I think that was your mother's.
Or something like that.
Your mom's?
Scarf. What? It was like a scarf. It was like,
I don't know. At one point, I was really pissed. Why? Oh, we were on the plane. Like, I was so mad, and I was just like,
was it,
you know,
cold
what?
In Hawaii?
No.
I'm just like, I don't know.
It was a bucket hat. I think it was his style choice. He was just trying to, like, set his style apart.
Like his brand image?
Yeah. And, like, I just remember one time we were talking about, like, how... Because I was so mad, and I was just like, you know what? Say some shit to me in my mama's scarf one more time. Like, I was just so mad.
She was like, if he insults me in my mom's scarf one more time, but,
like,
I'm gonna freak out.
He, like, he just has... an eclectic way of dressing, which is actually kind of fun. It really suits it. It sets him apart. So it's like, you know,
but
you. You know, actually, my sister showed me the other day. Like, guys are starting to wear dresses. Guys are starting to wear all sorts of stuff. No. So I'm like, you know what? Like,
I don't you do it.
Well, okay.
I heard that it didn't. I heard, Jonathan, if you could go ahead and call our Skype guest, please. I heard that the scarf didn't smell too good.
Oh, I didn't hear that shit. Who said that?
That's what someone, a guest, told us that.
Yeah.
Who?
I can't remember.
Well, I've seen him in the same scarf a couple of times at, like, the club, so maybe that's the situation.
We're trying to be nice. For
they're all, like, fiddling their fingers and things like that.
So are you confirming or denying or you know?
Y'all didn't get a whiff of that?
We were staying away from him, like, most of the time.
Oh, you were starting, right. And there was...
She said, all
so
right.
So we wouldn't notice, but someone else did. I mean,
no. And after a couple of drinks, you know, senses go away sometimes.
Yeah. Senses go away.
Senses
go away sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
You know, things...
Get our Skype guests on.
Oh, what? Wait, who's this? Oh, I'm excited.
We're working on the next surprise. Yeah, we have to change the Skype that we're calling, and now I don't want to say it on air, so I have to get it somehow to the engineer, but I'm a finagle. So, because that one's not going to work, Jonathan. So what we'll do is I'll go ahead and be able to send that. In the meantime, we'll open up the lines for callers again, because I really want to get the Skype guests in.
And they have a lot of questions, okay. Yeah, so just ask those on there, guys.
Can we get that number one more time?
Yeah, what's that number again, Jonathan? If you could put it up on there.
Perfect. I know it's a 424 something something.
But
something.
It's on the lower third.
But look at that.
It's on the lower third. And while we're waiting on that to come up and the people to call, Haley, so it was announced at the end of this episode that
there was a hookup between you and Derek.
I forgot that too. Jay, there was just nothing going on.
Yeah.
So what's going on there? So I mean, nothing going on now. There was really nothing going on. I mean, we're just
seeing you two at the same place.
Yeah, we were at the same party a few days ago. No, I mean, we're friends now. As of now, I mean, we came back right after, and we were both like, he had just moved to LA, so we had gone out a couple times, just like to the club and shit like that. I mean, yeah, so we were both drinking, you know, a little bit. Like, yeah, we hooked up. It was a one-time thing. Like, we never really like went anything further than that. It was never like, oh, we're gonna date. Like, on the show, it was a little bit more interest for me. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe like, oh, okay, I'm really feeling him. Like, this could really be something. And whenever we just started, like, we came to LA, we just started partying together. That's kind of more of what it was. It was like just kind of like, oh, you're hot, let's make out. You know, it wasn't it wasn't really like anything like I was like romantically interested in at that time. And now, like, yeah, we still see each other around, but it's more just like friends.
Oh, cool.
But you were feeling
a little bit of benefit. Just a little bit.
I'm gonna say at least I'm a sexy chocolate man.
So did you go,
I'll never deny that.
Did you go home with a Team Chocolate shirt?
Yeah, it is. I need one. I've been saying I need
one. Oh, Derek. Derek, you didn't even give her a shirt.
Wait, I need a shirt.
But he's giving them to everybody. Yeah. Like,
no, I know.
But he's not posting everybody. But, he takes pictures and they have you noticed that.
I'm dying.
Yeah, for real. I'm just like, yo. But my thing is, I mean, were you feeling them in the house, though?
Yeah,
like,
I
mean,
was.
There was something that started, right?
I was, yeah, originally. You know, whenever I was, like, we'd had a couple conversations. Not even, they didn't even show all of them. Like, there were a few times that we had talked, and I was definitely feeling them in a way. Like, there wasn't, I mean, obviously, there wasn't any history or anything like that there, but it was, like, a new, fresh thing. I was like, this is definitely the kind of guy I'm, in, I'm into. You know, he's outgoing, he's fun, like, he's obviously good-looking. So that was something I was interested in, but it was kind of a back-and-forth thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a date we, me, him, and Chris all went on that wasn't even shown. So it's like, we all,
I can't believe they cut that.
I cannot believe they cut that. Me, Derek, and Chris.
What?
Hey, Jonathan, real quick, I just emailed you the other Skype address. If you can go ahead and call that one, I emailed it to shows.
Okay, go ahead. So you had a date that wasn't shown.
They sent me and Chris on a date right after I had voted like Chelsea out of the house. They're like, we had all like whatever. I know, yeah. We had that. We made up. But no, right after that, it was like three's a crowd. We're sending Chris and Haley on like an adventurous date. So me and Chris went out on a date, and they took a zip lining in Hawaii. And then so like they're asking us interviews like, how does it feel to be out of the house? And I'm like, it's really good to be away from everything. No more drama, nothing. Like, we can focus on us. And then I literally we go down the zip line at the same time, and I like turn around, and Derek is dead ass sitting at the bottom with champagne glasses and three chairs around a table.
Wow.
I was like, no way.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So it's like there's a little like interest there, but it was kind of always cut off, you know, because Chris was. Then again, like, we want to work on us. And at the time, there was, like, the history there. So I was kind of like, all right, I'm going to put that to the back burner, you know, not really focus on that. But I didn't deny it. I didn't deny it. You know, I came to Chris up front. I was like, I do have, like, an attraction to Eric. Because the Shack of Secrets, I knew some shit was going to come out anyway.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to, you know, if you're not up front about anything and I'm going having private conversations with Derek, they're going to bring something out to Chris. And then I'm going to, it's going to blow up in my face.
It's only good. It's only good that one time.
Yeah. it's only good once.
Yeah.
So while we're calling the other person, so
there we go.
Like you said, wait a second. Wait a second.
Really quick, I wanted to say something to the people who are watching.
Go ahead.
Quick, y'all. I never said that people weren't here because they were at Corey's party. The thing is, everybody's at Joe's party.
Right. Yeah. So
let's not hype up Corey.
Yeah, let's not do that.
No. Everyone's in Portland.
Yeah.
Everyone's in Portland.
Speaking of, if we can go to our Skype, we have none other than Pauly on Skype. What's up, Pauly?
Hey! Oh, what's up,
man?
Joe. Joe's driving.
Yeah, Joe's driving. So
we
got
they
Joe.
Couldn't even wait to get
and Paul, right, exactly.
Hey, Joe.
Hold on, let me see. We got Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, it's crazy.
I heard Marco missed his flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marco missed his flight because he was chugging. So Marco's going to get. We're on our way to the store right now to get about $150 worth of Smirnoff ice. And we're going to build a mansion with it.
Are you about to ice everybody?
We're going to ice everyone.
Wow. We're going to put them in the toilets. We're going to put them everywhere.
Oh, my God.
So
actually, they're on a plane right now. So
as Melody said, you know, the reason why we don't have more people
here
is because
damn
of
Joe.
I'm so mad at you, Joe.
And it's not his fault, because I'll explain really briefly, or real quickly, I should say, is that it was only supposed to be 10 episodes for X on the Beach. Yeah. So Joe planned this extravagant party, invited a bunch of people from not only X on the Beach, but
he invited us too.
Yeah, he invited us too.
Question. Yeah. Joe, where's Haley and my invite?
Oh, yeah. there was two people that didn't invite.
I posted it everywhere. I really, it was just kind of up to y'all to make it happen. Oh. There was like 25 people on Franklin.
Okay, fair, I guess. I'll let that one slide.
Okay.
Well, who is it? Is it Haley and Chelsko?
Haley and Chelsko's in the studio.
Chelsko? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, fill in some kind of way.
Chelsko? Hi, baby.
Yeah, yeah. So everybody is on their way to Portland right now. Mm-hmm. That's why Paulie's there, Joe's there, a bunch of people flying in. They're having a big
show. Marco, shindig. Derek, a bunch of them are on the plane right now.
Everybody. Yeah. So that's why it has nothing to do with.
Yeah, no, it has nothing to do with Corey.
Corey's, his whatever you know, he's doing.
Nah,
yeah,
boo.
Yeah, anyway. No, so.
I like Corey. What's happening with Corey? Why are people hating on Corey?
Because Corey sucks. What do you mean?
I like Corey.
You're the only one. You're the one.
I honestly haven't watched any episode of X on the Beach, so
really,
I have no idea what's going on.
Okay, wait a minute.
I just that is so convenient, Polly.
Polly, I don't believe you, Polly.
Well, I mean, I was away filming the challenge, so I missed like 3/4 of it.
Oh, okay.
And then I just decided to not watch.
Watch the rest of it.
Oh, Twitter doesn't fill you in.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Did I got spun in a fucked off way. Yeah, whatever. He's never been like, use and abuse me. Use me. I'll be.
I feel like Melody.
I like it rough. You can use me however you want.
Oh. Wait a minute. So Polly, I mean, all this stuff that's going around, the People article, all that other stuff or whatnot. What do you got to say about all that stuff? Lexi came on last week.
Which article are you talking about? I feel like I'm in a different magazine every week.
All the time. All the time. People talking about the overlapping. What do you feel about the overlapping?
Overlapping. I mean,
transition.
You actually got to be dating somebody for it to be considered overlapping.
Ooh. So you can consider
one night stands.
You were never dating Lexi.
Yeah, here's the thing, Lexi. I actually ain't even gonna talk about it. I don't give that girl no attention.
Oh, okay.
Not gonna lie. I was friends with both of them, and that whole situation got fucked out of the place. Because before the show, they were just kind of like, they had hooked up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so just like, hey, so like my real ex is a psychopath and I'm about to go on an ex's dating show. So like, why don't you come and be super chill about it? And then that didn't happen. And obviously that kind of like spiraled into a real relationship. And like, I'm not going to lie, the boobs, I might have done the same. But
they're good boobs.
Afterwards, like it did continue to be a relationship for a little bit. But then... it didn't. And then I've heard about some things that have happened that have just like the whole thing's just it's not
a good situation
side in this one. It's like,
okay,
a lot of manipulation, a lot of stuff like to, you know, continue a career in certain things. And it's just like it wasn't a real relationship before the show. After the show it was for a little while, but like the reason that it's not, I don't even want to talk about on here, but like,
okay,
fuck.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just a brimming bowl full of fuck right
there. Someone's behalf.
Yeah, no, I got you. What's can you give it back to Polly? I mean, we're off that, so you can give it back to him. Polly, what's your situation now? Are you single? Are you dating? What are you doing? What's going down?
I am single right now.
Single. Oh, okay.
Single. I'm single. I'm enjoying the single life. I'm out here in Portland.
Okay.
I'm just in Dallas. So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a man, you know, I admit up when I fuck up, you know what I mean? So it's like I just fucked up with Danielle. For okay. sure. I'll mm-hmm. admit that. I don't like when other people try and jump off of like another person's misery or like another girl's misery. So it's like, don't try and jump on the bandwagon and say that the same thing happened to you when it didn't. And it's like all my exes want to come out of the woodwork and be like, oh yeah, same thing with me. It's like, no, don't say that. I cheated on Danielle. I admitted I cheated on Danielle. I openly came out about that, apologized and said that I feel really horrible. But what's worse is everybody kind of like piling onto it and they're not even being considerate of her feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, fans will be like tagging her and every like little thing, and it's like, yo, this girl's actually crushed and other people want to try and benefit off of it and get attention. I'm like, come on now. Like, I ain't about that. You know, I've never done anything fucked up to get on shows. I don't need to trash people to get on shows. I don't need to do anything to get on shows and further my career. So I have no respect for people that try and do that and think that that's the way to do it. I'll never do that. And you know, I'm not about trying to trash people on social media. I already get enough of that shit because every Big Brother alumni is on my dick for whatever reason, that they feel the need to tweet about everything that goes on in my life. So I don't wish that upon anyone, and I have no respect for people that make other people's lives miserable on social media. And what Danielle's going through right now, is really rough because I really did crush her, and I don't like when people pile on, you know.
Okay. I respect that. I do want to say you did film for the challenge, and we expect to see you on the new season. How is that looking? Because I mean, it looks like it's set to be a really big challenge. I know you can't talk only so much about it.
Yeah, I can't really talk too much about it. I can say that it's going to be a great season. I loved my rookie season. Mm-hmm. I did really well. Hopefully, I'm blessed enough to continue to come back season after season. Definitely caused a lot of drama. I wouldn't be myself if I didn't. I was definitely low-key on X on the Beach because I looked at it like a vacation. But you throw competitions in front of me, all of a sudden the athlete in me is going to come out and I'm going to turn back into a savage, which is what people really didn't like on Big Brother. So if you didn't like me on Big Brother and you didn't like my savage competitor side, you ain't going to like me on this because I'm even more savage on this.
Going down. Well, that's Pauly. If you can hand it over to Joe, I got to holler at Joe real quick.
Go on, Joe.
Joe, so... Tell the people what's going on, why you kidnapped everybody, and everybody's in Portland right now.
And so it's actually kind of a test run because there's been a few different companies that have been reaching out to our little group of friends. It's like me, Pauly, Anthony, Derek, Andre, a couple other people that have just been kind of like under the impression that we should be doing cool shit for a living instead of working real jobs. And so some of these companies wanted to see like some hard numbers about what we could bring into a club on like a weekend night when we're all there, like hanging out, doing like what I call an interactive meet and greet. Mm-hmm. The kind of shit where like you maybe pay $20 to get in, but if you can beat me in beer pong, you get your money back, like that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And so we've been kind of toying around with this idea, and I was like, fuck it. I know just about everybody in Portland, and my best friend owns one of the biggest clubs here. And I have a pool in my backyard, so why don't you all fly out here and I'll throw a crazy party. If you can get here, I'm going to cover your food. I'm going to have chefs. I'm going to have – basically, I did in the last week and a half what MTV production teams have been spending way too much fucking time and money on. But I have a mansion for everybody to stay in. I have a film crew. We're probably just going to do it for Instagram TV and YouTube.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to have about 22 to 25, still waiting on a few. A couple of flights got delayed on the East Coast because of some weather. But we're going to do a
movie?
Pool party, a pool basketball tournament that I plan on winning. We're going to do like pool volleyball. We got a chef. We got an open bar at every event. An art show tomorrow night. We're doing a booze cruise on Sunday.
Wow.
And might do some wakeboarding and stuff. Like just kind of like a real life without like the corporate agenda. So like without trying to like paint people out to be certain characters for the sake of the show. It's just going to be like, you know, I'm going to have a say in editing it. And that's what I've always wanted with this. So
word.
Okay, so Joe the producer.
Right.
This is Joe the producer on the new reality show that is premiering on IGTV.
Exactly.
Working on it, man. That's what's happening. Pretty sick.
I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you.
Is there still room for Chelsko and Haley to show up?
Because hey, if you can get a flight. I mean, the only reason I didn't press for more people from LA to come is for some reason, like 4th of July weekend here in Portland, the flights are like 500 plus round trip. But
okay.
If you feel like springing, then you're more than welcome to come.
All right.
Get in that bank account.
Well, but yeah, there's a couple of people like Alicia. She's on the East Coast. Like flights are just insane. I don't really know why. I guess like we have. I mean, why are we trying to legal here? Like so it doesn't make sense.
Mm. Wow.
Well, all you people who are in the chat who are in Portland or around there,
yeah.
Follow Joe. Right. Find out what's going on.
What's the
yeah?
Name
we're
of,
going to Trio Club tomorrow night. Trio Club. Barrel Room Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so people, it's open to the public. They can come out and hang out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And we're actually doing an all age open like meet and greet style. I mean, it's gonna be an open bar for 21 plus, but there's gonna be five artists, a live body painter. Like we
sounds
really went
like trouble, Joe.
Wow.
Y'all gotta be careful.
Yeah. We'll see you there. We'll see you there. We're not questing it right
they're gonna make it out there.
I think it's like a, I think it's like a 14-hour drive.
Oh shit. Well,
14 hour drive. Right now, you could probably make tip off.
Literally 14 hours.
That's 14 hours.
Hey, that's like 2 days in LA.
Multiple times.
Yeah, word.
It's funny.
Well, Joe, I know you're busy. I know you got people that coming in and you planning this big party. I appreciate you calling, man, making that call and talking to us for a little bit and bringing Pauly on the line. Yeah, appreciate it. Have fun this weekend. I might show up. You know, we might. The crew might come through.
Me,
Melody,
and Nina. What's that?
Yes, she does.
Does Roxy still work for you guys?
Yes, Roxy Stryer.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's my girl. I love Roxy.
Okay, shout out to Roxy. Yeah, she was just here earlier today.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
All right, shout out Roxy. Maybe I'll see some of y'all tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks, Joe.
More than welcome. Pull up.
Thank you, man.
Bye,
we'll pull
Joe.
Up. Oh.
Bye.
Later, all right, brother. Man. Okay.
Ciao.
All right. So what is the chat?
I mean,
saying?
the chat was. I mean, Polly was.
So we're gonna be looking up
talking.
Some flags right after this.
Polly was talking. The chat was the chat. You know, they weren't. The thing is, that's who he is, and he's not afraid to say it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So people aren't gonna like it. It's nothing that, you know what I mean. It's,
anyways,
I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Yeah, but the chat definitely was like, okay, well he's just talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the thing is, he's living his truth, I guess. You know, mm-hmm.
he's being himself.
He's being himself.
And is that kind of what he was in the house? Like he was just him?
He was so cool that I was saying to you. As there was one moment when he was saying something to Lexi, they were fighting, and it was like, I had a little flashback. I was like, that exact verbiage happened with Chris and I. And that's why I was like, a little bit of red flag there. But other than that one moment, like, he was super real. With me, at least, he was really, like, helpful and kind and, like, fatherly. But like he said, I think he was just chilling there.
Fatherly.
Around it. Well, he was. He was paternal. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he was, like, taking care of me. Like,
yeah,
you know
no, I mean, like, he is sweet. Yeah. As much, I never really got a chance to talk to Polly. I mean, I talked to Lexi more than anything. And then in that moment, that's who she was, like, very, you know, that's what she was all about at the time. So, you know, I heard whatever I got from that. But I never really got a chance to sit down and talk to Polly. So
I'm glad she's moved on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, she's killing it.
My girl flew to London.
Got herself.
And he is.
My girl been all over. Mm-hmm. She challenged.
She's doing
traveling.
Her thug business.
She was the only one, like, that I truly... I said this about Tori, too. But, like, girl... She was the only girl that I really, really, like... really connected with.
She's a cool girl. Like, she was really dope.
Very genuine.
So sweet. Yeah.
A lot of people literally, she's so sweet that some people are like, she's so fake. Like, she's so fake. And I was like, no, she's literally not. She is like just the cutest little, like,
no, literally, that's what I say. Like, they were like the mom and dad of the house. It was like,
she was cool. She was on here. I mean, that's why we bring people on, so they can speak whatever they want to say and say whatever they want
to
say.
Because everyone has something to say about someone else.
Yeah, and if he's not sorry for anything, he's not sorry for anything.
Yeah.
And we're all going to have our own opinions about that and all that stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
So. And he doesn't, and he seems unbothered by that. Like, he feels, the way he came off, it was just like, this is me. When I say I respect that, I was saying that to the tune that he said, I hurt. What's the girl's name?
Danielle.
I don't even know who that is. So, Danielle. Exactly. I guess
the most
that
recent
was,
girlfriend.
Yeah. The most recent girlfriend. So he said that I hurt her, and it is, you know, I apologize or whatever. So I say I respect that he owned up to that. But I think he sounds like the type of person, either you love or hate him. And so,
I mean, like, I'm not going to agree with everything that he did.
Sure.
Obviously, you know,
sure.
And a majority of people won't.
Right.
But that's him. You know what I mean? I don't know him personally. And that's why we bring people on the show to basically talk and let us know what's up.
Right.
You know, but I feel like for people who are getting mad over it, don't even let it bother you, because it's going to be a, it's something that could, that doesn't need to be weighing heavy on you.
Sure.
You know?
And if you're worried about Lexi, she is obviously
Lexi's
moved on.
Good.
Lexi's doing
she's
good.
She's good.
She's super good.
So shout out to her. She was on live today with her boo.
She
Melody.
Was?
I gotta watch that.
Melody is, you know, boo.
You know. I let her borrow.
She booed up. She booed up.
I see you, sis. Yeah. Send him back.
She's doing her thug dizzle.
That's so...
We can move on now.
We can move on. So who do... I mean, I want to know from you... who do you think was the most, we only got a few more minutes left. Who do you think was the most misrepresented person in the house? Like, when it came to, because you know how everything, you know, we know as doing panels, I was just saying yourself, we know there's a lot of editing, and most of the time it doesn't go to your favor, right?
Yeah.
But they have to cram all of this hours of footage, and people don't understand they're recording you 24, you know, 24/7.
A lot of shit.
And so, right. And so, like you said, in the, you know, ceremony, there was a lot that was left out. And I'm sure every single episode, there's a lot. And there's a lot they put in. They say things or overlap things that you said.
Yeah, exactly.
In another, you know, situation, but they put it in that. So who do you feel was the most misrepresented person?
I think every person had a little bit of it. Obviously, every person had a little shit that was turned on them a little bit. But, I mean, for me, I actually had some really good conversations with Victoria in the house. Like, you know, she's very, like, represented, like, in the Mean Girls clique is what they called it, with Angela and everything like that, which is, like, I mean, that was another, like, thing aside from it. But she was, like, after, like, you know, any conversation would happen with Chris, she was like, where, like, what's going on, babe? Like, you know, like, she was there for me in a way, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as much as it does, like, on the show, I'm not saying she wasn't, like, her and Angela are very, like, you know, they're best friends. They're alike in that way. But she was also, like, it wasn't just, like, this, like, Mean Girls clique. She was also there for me, like, whenever there was some times that I was upset.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Do you agree with that, Chelsko?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, she didn't have the same, like, you know, she obviously wasn't even like there. That.
She
the
was
time,
really yeah. bitchy with me the whole time.
Yeah.
She's been really cool with me on Twitter, though, so I don't really know. I don't Victoria. Have enough info Victoria. On Victoria. Her to speak of. But I just, like, well, the first moment I walked in the house, she was really cool. She just, like, gave me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this girl's really cool. But then the rest of the time, she was really bitchy to me. So I don't know. But I don't know enough about her to kind of speak on that. Like I said, she's been nice now, so that's cool. But whoever I think is the most misrepresented in the house.
Looking at the entire season.
Everyone was just what they were on screen.
Well, you know, when I met Alicia, I thought nothing but bad shit about
because
her.
Because of
Alicia right, right. was very misrepresented. Yeah. That's true.
I meet her and she's the sweetest thing.
Oh my god, we got kicked off together, so we were on a long flight together. And we, like, talked, and I was like, this girl is so cool. Mm-hmm. And, like, this whole other side of that I didn't know. It was right. nothing like anything I had heard.
That's mm-hmm. definitely true.
Yeah.
Alicia is probably one of the biggest ones, too, for me.
She walked in, and I was like, you must be the devil the way people are talking about mm-hmm. you. And then I met her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this poor thing.
Once you hear the situation and the backstory behind it,
You get that,
so
too.
The whole thing was just twisted.
That's
like,
for sure. I didn't even think about her.
I
thought I walked
sometimes.
Into a fire. She walked into a fire.
Yeah. We get surprised sometimes when we have people on. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes when we have, like, say, like, people who we just know are going to be, are you know, going to say some shit or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we start talking to them. It's just a whole other person or whatnot.
Yeah, you expect something going in from what other people have said.
Editing on TV, what other people have to say can really get to you. So we love that this is an open platform. We love everyone in the chat, too, by the way, y'all. Y'all really killed it this season. Talking to us, letting us know what's up. The live chat's always popping. So shout out to everyone on here.
And people keep asking, like, why certain people don't. You guys, we open the doors. We invite everyone to come through and speak their piece. Mm-hmm. For the millionth time, let me say this,
and I'll even piggyback on this because I'm the one that typically invites them.
Yes.
So trust me, I try to get my goal for every show that we do together, whether it's Are You the One, this show, or whatever show we're also going to do. My goal is to get every single person that's on the show on with us. Some people aren't willing. Some people are not able to. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me just gather my thoughts really quick because it's like, oh.
It's on you.
Okay, yeah, we invite everyone. And, you know, maybe sometimes money's tight. Maybe you can't afford an Uber. Maybe you don't have Wi-Fi to Skype in. Maybe you're just bougie and need to get your money up, though. I just hate how people want to say get your money up and stop doing interviews for free. Like, is money that tight that you need to get paid for an interview? Right. Who's paying interviews?
And let's be real. Like I said before,
you can't
interviews
pay for an Uber?
On top
You're making
shows.
All that money. You can't pay for an Uber. Mm-hmm. You don't have Wi-Fi. You can't Skype in. We make it so easy. Yeah. So if you don't come through, that's your decision.
You could call in. Alicia called in.
She called.
Yeah.
Phone. You need a phone.
Yeah.
You need a phone.
I'm telling you guys. But, I mean, like, when you're invited out to a show like this, or just in general, Jimmy Fallon and stuff like that, you want to promote whatever you have. You want to speak your truth.
It's for
you. Say
your piece. Speak your piece. Do your thing.
Press is always a good thing, yo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and then for people who don't respond when we invite them here, I just think it's funny that they waited for these kinds of videos to come out and someone is telling you, like, why are you doing interviews for free? And now you don't want to respond to messages when you've been here before, too. So you look stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What
she said.
That was subtle, baby.
What she said after my laptop because this chat is just...
So, yeah, what Melody said, just so you know. So, yeah. And if you ever, I mean, this is obviously the end of this season. I don't know if they've greenlit another season of X on the Beach.
They're going to greenlit another season.
I'm sure they will. And if they do, we'll be covering it. And
congratulations on a successful first season, y'all.
Yeah, absolutely.
This was a successful first season.
It was a good first season, for sure. There was ups and downs.
I heard a little something, so I think something's
going to happen. There's some stuff coming up.
Okay. I'm excited. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of the season. It's the end of our show. We want to thank everyone that has supported us, that has been in live chat, that has been on iTunes, that has commented. We appreciate all of it, even if you've said negative things.
Yep.
That means you're still watching.
Yeah, right. Thank you for watching, baby.
We see you. We see you. So, I'm your host, Lynn Gonzalez. As always, you can follow me at The Poet Saint, and you can also check on my website and see what I'm up to at stayonthemic.com. Melody, where you at?
You guys can always follow me everywhere at Melody_Rose, and I'm never hurt by anybody's comments. I just keep keeps it real.
Hey, y'all, it's your boy Nino. You can catch me at Nino Lanero on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I got a couple things coming out. Got a talk show called Conflicts Conversation coming out to Roku TV and Apple TV very, very soon, so stay locked on my socials. I'm also going to appear on a couple shows throughout this summer and fall, so watch out for that, y'all. Also, shout out to Daniel. Daniel, if you want to make sure Melody knows that she's amazing, go ahead and slide in her DMs. That is at @Melody_Rojo.
Hey!
Yes!
She got fans.
Yeah. Chelsco, where you at?
Chelsco at Chelsco Official. New music coming soon. Yay. I'm really excited for it. I'm doing a 3-part little trilogy about my last breakup situation.
Oh, so it should shoot. Be good. And this was the guy that was with you last time?
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, he was here?
Yeah, it was T at the very last minute.
Yeah.
And Haley, where are you at?
Catch me at Haley Reed XOXO. I'll be posting everything on my Instagram, Twitter. It's all the same. Yeah. We'll be making YouTubes together, so check it out.
Oh, BFFs.
BFFs.
BFFs. And ladies and gentlemen, the new season of Are You the One is on the horizon.
We will be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We will be back for that. You'll see this panel. Me, Melody, Sensei. Yes. Yeah. Shout out to her for being
me
sick.
Me too.
Yeah. And Nino.
I
ain't got to it yet.
She said, me, Melody, Sensei.
I was like, shut up, don't get sick. I was getting to you.
I was waiting for my setup.
Come on, Nino. You're my boy, man.
He was waiting for the drum roll.
Yeah. Exactly.
A1 since day one. I got you.
A1 since day one. But yeah, we'll be back for the new Are You the One season. So make sure you look out for that. But until then,
peace.
Later, y'all.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Looks like he's not this.
Buzz you later.